Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We've got a pretty cool gift here for you. It's a Taylor Swift exclusive vinyl copy of the Tortured Poets Department.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is cool.
And because we figured you need something to carry it in that's also poetic, we'll give you a totes magotes tote bag.
You're so generous.
Isn't it? And so poetic. So rhymey.
Yep.
So that's coming up in just a couple minutes on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And of course, that OMG ATM keyword that could score you $1,000 is coming up at 8. So what's weird today is it's the anniversary of Kyle's death. He was my former partner who died unexpectedly at 37. Mm. And that was 5 years ago today. And it's the first time that it's on a Monday again. So it was Monday morning. Eva was the co-host and she was out.
And, she was out?
Yeah, my friend Lynn was in, filling in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I got, so, and I, it was crazy. I got a call from the trainer and said, listen, I'm at the hospital with Kyle. And I was like, what? And at first I was like,
did you even pick up the phone or like?
I did because he never calls. Like
sure.
The trainer, you know.
Yeah.
He's like a millennial. If he's going to reach
True.
Out, he texts.
I didn't think of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so he called and I was like, that's weird. You know, we weren't on the air. And then I answered and he said, I'm at the hospital. And I was like, what? And he needed some information, like Kyle's birth date and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then it got to a point where I was like, I think I got to go, you know?
Yeah.
So I left and I got there and he died. It was just like at 6:44, that was the time of death. So, you know, whenever that time, you know, crosses, it's always a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that it's on the same days.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say, you know, God, that's awful. He died the day after your birthday. But it actually, you know, if I had to choose a day, it ended up being a great final weekend together, you know, and in hindsight, obviously we didn't know that was going to happen. And then, yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, I left him in bed that morning. Bye. And then he was gone. That was it. So it's, yeah, so it's, you know, it's a weird day. But it gets easier, you know, and then there are like these random things that all of a sudden, okay, so here's a random one, and I had this feeling, do you still get this feeling with Laura, your friend who died, where you want to be able to call them or tell them something?
Oh, yeah.
And you actually get that instinct to call them,
uh-huh.
and for a moment, you forget
yep.
that they're not here anymore.
Because there are certain things that only
right.
she would understand, and there are certain things that only he would understand.
This was a Vineyard Vines Jeep tire cover. Because Kyle hated Vineyard Vines.
Oh, really? It's all I wear.
I know. It's such a yuppie,
sure.
You know, New England.
Yeah.
Totally.
White people.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Vineyard Vines.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, he just hated it. He just
That's
thought
funny.
That he didn't like the clothes. He didn't like the brand. So at any time he'd see someone wearing a Vineyard Vines, he'd be like, ugh.
You know?
So I had this moment. I was driving, you know, and this Jeep in front of me had a tire cover that had Vineyard Vines. And for a second, I was like, oh my God, I got to tell Kyle. For a second, you know, and I was so grateful to have that. I think, you know.
You can still recollect those things.
Well, yeah. And that I still, for a second, like it feels yeah. like he hasn't been gone that
right.
long.
Mm-hmm.
If it feels like for a second you forget.
And because it's so close to your birthday,
mm.
you will never forget.
Oh,
like,
well, yeah.
You'll
well,
never
forget. The two are tied forever.
It's tied
right?
because
right. Yeah.
I don't even know how long she passed away. I mean, it's been maybe like 15 years.
Right.
And sometimes the date of her death. I will forget. I'll be like, oh, God. Or I will remember. But for that, like, as time goes on, you'll never forget.
Right.
It will never. And it's crazy. I didn't know you at that time, but I was listening. And I, you know, and I remember where I was when, we didn't
weird?
Even know each other. And I cried. And I didn't. I was at Orange Theory sitting on the bench. I was in my car. I heard it. I went in there and I knew the trainer.
Uh-huh.
So I had texted him and my nephew and found out that Kyle had died. And
oh,
I was
right, yeah.
crying like in the and I didn't even know you at that time.
Right.
It's just crazy. Like how
I still get there was a woman who we worked out with the other day.
Yeah.
Who left me a note and said, you know, I lost my boyfriend when I was 24, you know, and it is. It's like
oh.
there's this weird club. you know, that we're in. That's a very sad, depressing club.
Yeah.
You know, but it also, it feels good to you know, talk to other people who have been through that same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So someone actually, Blake, just sent me an email because they couldn't find your email. This is actually, you know how you guys always say,
Finally.
Yeah,
He can be our secretary.
For once. Okay. Normally it's, hey, can you show Todd this?
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm not Todd's
Martha's
secretary.
Has Todd seen this? I don't know.
Yeah. Ask
anyway,
Todd.
She had a similar loss where her daughter didn't pass away, but her daughter just got up and left and went and moved in with her father instead.
Mm.
And has no contact with her, and she feels those same you know, that emptiness. But she wanted to reach out to you and reached out to me to get your email because you've really helped her through some difficult times. And so another example.
Yeah,
and that's people say that. I always feel weird about hearing that because it's like I'm not a, you know,
sure.
I'm not like a therapist or something. But I think it's important to talk about it. Yeah, yeah, and but it goes two ways. Like, you know, people who say that that's helped, I'm really, you know, thank you. That means a lot. Mm-hmm. But doing that also helps me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I remember after Kyle died. So this is 5 years ago, and I talked about it on the air and all that, and I was like, I wonder if I should go to therapy, like. But this kind of became like therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember your first day back. I remember talking to my friend Colleen and saying, when is he coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Because we just wanted to like hear your, it was very, look, the three of us, we live a very public life because this is our show is our life. So everyone felt like they knew Kyle and they didn't.
Right.
You know, it's like when people come up to us now and say, oh, Kelly, you probably think I'm crazy, but I feel like I'm your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
It just means we're doing a good job. You know,
right. We share
our lives. And so when you shared that so publicly, you could have gone one of two ways. You could have come back on the air and said, this happened. I'm OK. I need some space, and then moved on with the show. But instead, you described it and talked about it in depth. And so brought everybody in more. And that in itself is therapy. Just talking about it.
Yeah.
That in itself is like it makes it more real. The more times you say his name and 644 and, you know. So,
yeah,
I don't know. You did a good thing, and it brought everybody closer.
Yeah.
So,
apologies, by the way, for anyone who's wearing Vineyard Vines today.
I was just thinking, I have a Vineyard Vine shirt at home. I'm never wearing it again.
I know it's probably a handful of people that are like, oh man.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Well, in honor of Kyle, maybe you can call someone out for wearing Vineyard Vines today.
Just be like, ew.
Yeah.